Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Kavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada. And I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. The Healthy Steps program, which has been tested and improved upon over the past 10 years, originally only consisted of coaching and goal setting related to exercise. However, after more research was published that has consistently found unhealthy eating behaviors are a critical contributor to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, we integrated healthy eating goals into the program. We have recently completed a highly controlled study of the program, and preliminary results suggest participants feel that coaching and support related to healthy eating is an important aspect of promoting an overall healthy lifestyle. When people consider healthy eating, they often think about fruits and vegetables, substituting white breads and pasta with more whole grains, and limiting one's red meat consumption. However, there is another aspect of a healthy diet that often goes unrecognized: drinking more water. Although you may have heard that drinking 8 glasses a day is the ideal level of consumption, this isn't actually supported by research evidence. Instead, Health Canada and the Dietitians of Canada only recommend that people drink water regularly enough to stay hydrated. In this episode, we will talk about water consumption, how it can help maintain health, and some strategies that can help people increase the amount of water that they are drinking. For something like drinking enough water, advice that is given by every mom and dad to their kids, the evidence supporting 8 glasses of water is surprisingly thin. However, while there is a lack of evidence to specifically support the importance of drinking at least 8 glasses of water per day, the promotion of adequate water consumption can be an important part of a healthy lifestyle plan. In fact, when added to other exercise and healthy eating goals, it can help people reduce their risk for obesity, heart disease, and diabetes by losing or maintaining their weight. There are several ways in which regular water consumption can contribute to these goals. One of the most helpful ways water can improve health is by replacing sugary drinks like soda or juices, which contain lots of carbohydrates and are significantly associated with weight gain. Subbing in water for sugary beverages to manage thirst or cool off can really make a difference in terms of the calories one consumes during the day. This is supported by recent research done by researchers at Harvard that evaluated the effects of changes in water and other beverage intake on long-term weight changes. The researchers followed subjects for 4 years and found that those who increased their water intake over the study period also lost weight during the same time. Conversely, those who increased their consumption of sugary drinks like soda and fruit juice gained weight. This research suggests that reducing sugary drinks and increasing water consumption over time can positively influence one's weight. In the context of a larger healthy lifestyle program like Healthy Steps, this goal makes perfect sense. Another way in which drinking lots of water can promote a healthy lifestyle is by curbing unnecessary snacking. People commonly confuse feeling thirsty with feeling hungry, so they might have a snack when drinking a glass of water could have done the trick. To test this, the next time you're feeling a little hungry, drink a glass of water and see if you still feel hungry a short time later. Oftentimes, a thirst quencher is all your body needs. Now, how can a health coach promote more water consumption in their patients or clients? Well, in the Healthy Steps program, coaches work co-actively with participants to set a water consumption goal based on their current behaviors. For example, if a participant is currently drinking 3 glasses of water per day, we ask them if they would be willing to commit to drinking 1 more glass of water per day. We then talk about the ways in which the participant can successfully meet that goal. We recommend that if a participant is currently drinking soda or juice daily, that they replace this with a drink of water. We've also found that for a lot of participants, their time at work is often the toughest to remember to drink water. They may not have a good water bottle or may become so focused on their work that they forget to drink regularly. For participants with this barrier, purchasing a reusable water bottle, filling it full in the morning before work, and remembering to bring it to work has been the most effective strategy. Participants in the past have also set hourly reminders on their phone or computer to remind them to get a drink. within the context of the entire Healthy Steps program, one of the best parts about drinking more water is that it causes one to use the bathroom more, and this is a great way to improve one's daily step count. To wrap up, it is clear that water plays an important role in one's health, particularly in reducing one's risk for obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. We thought it was important enough to include in the Healthy Steps program. There could be several barriers that are inhibiting people from drinking enough water, but the most important thing when health coaching is to listen to the specific barriers faced by your patient and try to solve those barriers together. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even becoming a Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.